It isn't every day a celebrity has a rummage sale, but in New Orleans, novelist Anne Rice has done just that, selling hundreds of pieces of furniture, artwork, and clothes. Susan Rosegin of member station WWNO reports buyers at the sale found some surprises.
Anne Rice is the Howard Hughes of New Orleans. People know she's here, but rarely see her. So when the door to one of her mansions was thrown wide open and a sign went up that said, "Moving Sale," Penny Randolph stopped the car and went in.
When I passed her today, I was actually on my way somewhere else, and I said, "My God, you know, this is the woman who sells all of the, writes all the books. This is her house." So that's why I came in to see what they had.
Last year, Anne Rice decided to sell St. Elizabeth's, a former orphanage she saved from demolition 10 years ago. The building is huge, over 40,000 square feet. She had furnished it to the hilt, but never really lived in it, instead renting the place out for private parties. Now it's about to be turned into upscale condos, and Rice has been selling just about everything inside. Who knew that a woman who kept a coffin in the foyer would be trying to unload a John Denver Christmas album for $2? And then there were all those clothes.
Let's see, one, two, how many jean skirts are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 jean skirts.
Apparently, whatever Anne Rice likes, she buys in bulk. Land's End turtlenecks were lined up on a table, still in their mail-order wrappers, never even opened, on sale for $5 each. Customers like Mindy Patron didn't know what to make of it.
Some of it looked very Anne Rice, the crushed black velvet and the sequins and the lace, but the preppy turtlenecks, I can't imagine her wearing them, especially not 20 in the same color.
At book signings and interviews, Anne Rice's taste in clothes is somewhere between Stevie Nicks and Ozzy Osbourne. But here were simple white sneakers, size 5.5, and cotton flannel nightgowns with little pink and blue flowers. An odd combination, the outlandish and the ordinary, and Peggy Pearson walked out with an armful.
I bought a skirt and a smoking jacket and a big trunk and plant stands and a baker's rack, some very nice things.
In some ways, it was like any other rummage sale, except that the owner wasn't around. Anne Rice is seldom seen in public, but she does leave her fans periodic messages on her voicemail.
Children of the night and day, this is Anne Rice. I'm talking to you from New Orleans, obviously, and it is a beautiful evening here. Not good for vampires because it's not dark yet. It's lovely. Oh, my gosh, all the spring plants are coming out.
It may sound unusual, but her readers are crazy about her. And New Orleanians have a soft spot for this woman who's vocal in her love for the city while being quietly generous to its charities. And by opening a door to her personal life, she thrilled a fan like Mickey Oquin.
Oh, I'm tickled pink. I've already called a friend in Illinois who's also a big fan and said, "Okay, I've got some clothes that belong to Anne Rice." So she's jealous. She said, "Buy me something."
Somewhere, the queen of the damned should be smiling. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosegin.